Aus Peru, der Zorn Gottes, La Ira de Dios.
Zur Geschichte der Band. Gino, letztes verbleibendes Gründungsmitglied von La Ira de Dios, schildert diese bis zur neuen Platte.
We started at around 2001. It was like a lot of changes and of lineup. Then we record our first album in Lima, okay, and we did a really edition by ourselves, you know. And it was really like a Kraftwerk edition, you know, very, very cheap. We spent like just $150, I mean, in the record sessions, in the mixing sessions, to impress the cover and to, you know, everything and everything. So it was like really cheap. But this record somehow hands from a Sony got it and say, hey, I like this band, I want to release them, and they masterized the sound and released the record last year. Now they are doing the second one, and we are here, man. So that is the history in just 1 minute.
Bei der Frage nach Einflüssen auf ihre Musik geraten La Ira de Dios ins Schwärmen.
Definitely Krog Rock scene, you know, Ashra Temple, Tangerine Dream, Klaus Schulze, definitely MC5, the Detroit sound, Stooges, definitely Hawkwind, and all that space rock scene from the 70s.
Pink Floyd, Black Sabbath, of course.
Yeah, they were the most. And also, I mean, we like every kind of music. For example, Enrique and me as kids were really huge fans of heavy metal, you know, 80s heavy metal. I like the post rock too. Christian is more into space, into crowd rock scene. Carlos is more into garage surf. So each one of us have like a different styles, but we have one vision about what we wanna do.
Ein ganzes Who is Who der frühen Underground-Musik also. Da stellt sich die Frage, wo man in Peru mit dieser Musik in Kontakt kommt.
You have to love music, man. I mean, I think that the four of us are melomaniacs, you know, and it's like, come on, man. If you like something, you go for the roots. I mean, I started listening, I don't know, Iron Maiden or something like that, but it's okay, what's beyond that? Oh, there's Pink Floyd. Oh, there's Muddy Waters. Oh, there's Exohausen. I don't know, you know, and you have to go backwards to search for or research for music. And that's the whole idea of this.
In Peru, it's a matter of being interested, you know. If you're interested, you get stuff, you know. If you just don't care, you just ignorant.
Come on, man. There's for scientists, radio. Like you say one time, and books are for scientists. LPs are for musicians.
Are for
so.
Musicians, like books are for students, you know.
So it's a like, homework, you know. It's like, come on,
learn.
You have to learn a lot of music. You have to
learn.
Yeah, it's not matter of how fast you go with the guitar or how good are your touch in the drums or you know. You don't have to be a maestro of the guitar or not so virtuosis, you know. Come on, it's just a feeling and the thing that hey, I have a concept, I have an idea, let's make this.
Ob sich hinter dem Namen der Band religiöse Hintergründe verbergen, wollten wir natürlich auch wissen. Dabei bestätigte sich unsere anfängliche Vermutung auf einen Bezug zu Werner Herzogs Film Aguirre, der Zorn Gottes.
Yeah, it comes kind of way from that, you know. It came exactly from the soundtrack of that movie, in fact. You know, it was made by Popol Vuh. It's a German band, you know. And the title song of that album, Aguirre, in particular, was a song that really touched me. So it's not too difficult. La Ira de Dios sounds like, come on, it sounds like a really hard rock band, you know. So, but we don't have like a religion. Oh, I mean, in a way, we have a religious position, but really pagan, you know. I think, I don't know, maybe it's a cliche, but I think that we are like anarcho-pagans or something like that, you know.
You have to choose your own God, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and there are so many around us, you know, just look to the mountains, to the sea, to the sky. God is everywhere, man.
Not listen to someone to tell you how you should feel about what you believe, you know. And it's like what you feel, what you think is going, like you must believe it. Whether it's like something else, something bigger, or whether it's like yourself, you know.
Thankfully, in our country, there's a really old knowledge of ancient civilizations and ancient rites, you know, and ancient knowledge. And it's a very powerful thing between the nature and the gods and us in the middle, you know.
We don't know what is God, but he is
there. I know. I saw him.
Der Mann hat also Gott gesehen. Die paganen, also heidnischen Referenzen stehen natürlich in Konflikt mit dem in Peru vorherrschenden Katholizismus.
But that is something that has been imposed, you know. That is not our nature. I mean, our original thing is what our culture from the Andes, okay, from the Sierra, and Catholicism is something that the conquerors brought. That's not our true and original faith, you know. And we are trying in a way to keep that faith alive.
Religiöse Erfahrung im Psychedelic Rock, der auch noch aus Peru kommt, da stellt sich natürlich die Frage, welche Rolle die Drogen für die Musik von La Ira de Dios spielen.
I will lie if I tell you that we don't do drugs, you know, and come on, it's psychedelic. I mean, psychedelic music and drugs, there's no way that you can put apart that two things, you know. Yeah, our position about drugs is we don't care about drugs. I mean, yeah, you ask, you want to know if we do drugs? Yeah, we do drugs, but come on, no. I think that, and I speak for the four of us, we don't like hard drugs and all this stuff. I mean, there's things more spiritual and mystical than that shit, you know, that chemical shit.
We just smoke marijuana, that's it. Nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, no, maybe mushrooms or San Pedro, that is a very religious plant from our country, okay? It's like a kind of peyote, you know, but I think that drugs is something that you have to take it more in a mystical way than just take an ecstasy and let's go party. No,
it depends on every person, but for sure that the best advice, I mean, if somebody doesn't do drugs, he's all right, you know? I mean,
yeah,
it's not like...
Do what you feel.
Yeah, do what you feel. Because you as a person feel that, like, drugs help you feel better, listen better, and be more creative. But sometimes, like, you listen to some excellent song or musician, and you just know that he's, like, really completely sober, you know? And he's doing, like, amazing things, you know? And you'll be like... I mean, it depends on the person, you know?
Someone told us, like, after the concert, like, they said... Oh, well, I like that when people like playing a stage and they are so great and then they feel like you feel like you're in drugs while you're not. Like, that's the music. That's the feeling.
Yeah, music and that's your drug, man. Yeah. It runs through your veins.
Yeah, it happens.
Give you the goosebumps, you know? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're high as shit, but you're sober, you know?